Catholics in London for the Olympic Games can take advantage of the Joshua Camp, which is offering projects of hospitality, service, and evangelization in key churches throughout the city. Hundreds of young people with little more than a sleeping bag and a Bible have volunteered to help create a joyful Catholic presence during the Games. Charles Collins spoke with Father Simon Penhaligon, president of the Sion community, which organized the Joshua Camp.
Basically, the idea behind the Joshua Camp is working in partnership with an ecumenical organization that is set up around the Olympics called More Than Gold, that we seek to take the love of God into the community that is here around the Olympic Games. So there are many visitors to London, who many of whom are just drifting around in between the sporting activities that they can go to, some of whom with very little money. So the idea is that we have some hospitality centers where people can come and have refreshments. And we're also really just endeavouring to kind of go out and meet people on the streets and engage with them and show that the church is alive and active in the local community. So, for example, for the parish here that we're next to, which is within 2 miles of the Olympic Village, they can see all the fireworks from the great displays, but they're not actually kind of engaged with the Olympics themselves. So we're having kind of young people's activities and a community festival and things like that. And then on the streets, we're actually just in inviting people to come into the festivals or the hospitality centres, where the opportunity arises, just sharing that we're doing it because we're Catholic, because we're Christian, and it's a way of expressing God's love for them.
What kind of people and what numbers of people are participating with, as in active with the Joshua Camp?
We have just under 200 people here from 15 countries. And so they're going out to, having had 4 days training at the beginning in how to, in listening skills, in how to share your faith when the situation arises. They're then going out to 5 or 6 projects that are run by different Catholic churches across the city as far as the hospitality and service are concerned.
We're at the halfway point of the Olympics. What have you learned, or are you going to do anything different during your second week?
I think what we've learned is that I think we had hopes that we'd have many, many, many people coming to the hospitality centres, and there haven't been as many as we had thought might come. However, what we're seeing is that the conversations that go on around the hospitality centres, even just inviting people in, and the conversations on the streets are as good as them coming in for the cup of tea, because they feel that they're being welcomed by the local community, by the church, and that has an impact in itself. The additional thing that we're doing this week is that in two of the projects that we're working on, we're having something called Night Fever, which has come out of World Youth Day in Cologne. In Germany, they have this Night Fever concept, which has taken off in a number of different cities, where they have adoration in the church with worship going on. And they basically take candles out onto the streets, and they invite people who would like to come and just say a prayer to feel free to come into the church, light the candle, stay for as long or as short a time as they like. They'd like to talk to someone, there are people available to talk to. And again, it's just saying, as our Archbishop said here last week at the opening Mass of the Olympics, that it's not just about focusing on the body in this time, but it's about focusing on the spirit and the whole person as well, and allowing people to have other needs met. So that's a great new initiative that we're working on.
The Games, of course, you're there in London. I know that there is an international crew that you have at the Joshua Camp, but Britain has been doing rather well in these Games. Has that lifted the spirits of those working in the camp?
I think so. I have to acknowledge that, having been so busy on it, I haven't really got a clue what's been going on, other than the fact that Andy Murray won the tennis yesterday and we've had a few rowing victories. But yeah, the ones who have had a chance, we've got 2 big screens in the school where you can watch the Olympics as it's on and when you're free. So those for whom it's important, they've been watching and getting very excited. And there's been a little bit of conflict in a loving way over which channel we watch to see which of the countries is playing at that time. So yesterday with Andy Murray in the final for the tennis, and there was somebody from Korea was wanting to watch the badminton. You know, it gets a bit kind of intense at times, but it's all in the spirit of the event.